This is SB Nation Radio, getting you ready for Canelo versus Triple G. Live from MGM, here's Matt Perrault.
We're going real quick. Bernard Hopkins, B-Hop, the real B-Hop.
Evel
Sanchez has joined us earlier.
He got me. He interview bombed me because I got him over there. And he said, I must be getting old because I didn't see him through my rear window.
All right, you tell me on this fight. Bernard, what are you expecting tomorrow night?
I am expecting a fight that's been built to what it is, and it will show what it is as the bell rings for the first round. And then it will go to a mode that I believe that Canelo will be comfortable in. Mm. But both guys will have to delay their motto and contract for facial features before they get into the swing of things. Because I think that when you look at Triple G and you look at Canelo, Canelo, I think, is a little bit more diverse and doing more than Triple G when it comes to all-around boxing, all-around defense, offense. We've seen that. Mm-hmm. I think he got the biggest lesson with Floyd Mayweather, mm-hmm. If you look at his growth and development. But when you look at Triple G, you say, man, what can you say about a guy that's undefeated,
yeah,
and knocking everybody out just about who he fight? Yes, but he haven't got better.
Mm.
Wow.
Really?
I didn't think of that. He haven't got better. So if you can go ahead and neutralize and have the athlete,
yeah,
the fighter like Canelo, that can expose that he should have been learning, and he stopped learning.
Mm.
Triple G stopped learning. And when you stop learning and you still got two more grades to go, before you're out of college, you're going to flunk.
Well, let me ask you this,
you're going to have to repeat.
Okay, but Chavez Jr., Amir Khan, has Canelo learned? Has Canelo taken on the level of competition to help him learn?
Yes, compared to the competition that Triple G have taken. Triple G have taken some competition, and only one that we can talk about to as latest as some adversity was Danny Jacobs, mm-hmm. Daniel Jacobs.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you tell me.
Mm-hmm.
Blowed up junior middleweight, you know who that was.
Mm-hmm.
You got the guy... I know his name. The fourth from Philadelphia,
mm-hmm.
who he fought. And got a knockout. It'll come to me hopefully before we off. And got a knockout. A lot of guys, he was bigger.
Mm-hmm.
Triple G,
mm-hmm.
stronger.
Mm-hmm.
And also, the guys were scared to death. Didn't think they can win, but chose to fight.
Mm.
Canelo, to me, he's young. Believe he can beat anybody. Heart, we ain't got to question that.
Right.
He was a baby when he fought Floyd Mayweather.
Mm-hmm.
And you know and I know he wasn't ready.
Yeah.
But he did respectfully well.
Mm-hmm. True.
Now, let's look at the competition between Triple G up to now,
mm-hmm.
and the competition of Canelo up to now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a unanimous decision.
So are you taking Canelo to win tomorrow night?
Oh, absolutely. By the hard-earned decision.
12 rounds?
Oh, definitely 12 rounds.
The only way, knockout tomorrow night.
Listen, I didn't say that. The only knockout possibly can happen.
Yeah.
Because anything is possible.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. This is a better way to sum it up. Canelo will win by a hard-earned decision. Triple G will win if he wins by a knockout.
He is Bernard Hopkins. You got to go. They're mad at you.